I'm going to a city where the lights are hanging high. I'm going where no troubles can ever come. Will you meet me there, my Father, in that city that lies four square? And we all will live together. Over there, I can see the pearly gates open. I can see my Savior's hand. I can hear His tender voice calling, come. Come up here, my little children, to that city that lies four square. And we all will live together over there. I'm going to a city where the lights are hanging high. I'm going where no trouble can ever come. Will you meet me there, my brothers, in that city that lies four square? And we all will live together over there. I'm going to a city where the lights are hanging high. I'm going where no trouble can ever come. Will you meet me there, my sisters, in that city that lies four square? And we all will live together over there. I am going to a city where the lights are hanging high. I am going where no trouble can ever come. There I shall see my Savior in that city that lies four square. And we all will live together over there. Brother Jerry, you remember Mommy singing that?
Yes, sure do.
You remember that? Juanita, we love them. Nancy, we love them. They're gone. No more. We will know them like they were.
No.
Now that may be hard to say to some people. But it's true. Brother Greg, no more will we know. No man will be known like he one time was known in nature. He'll know you. Don't get me wrong, Brother Fred. But you won't be wearing no glasses over there. Brother Lon. Everything will be fine. And the weather's perfect always in heaven. Be no grumbling, no griping, no going on about many things. Brother Coy, I'm thankful to be here. I love you people. I love you with all my heart. I would go every step I could go to try to get someone to listen, Brother Greg. Not to save them. I can't save them. But we need to exhaust every means we have, Brother Roger, to get people to listen. Amen. We need to exhaust every means, Brother Kenny, to get people to listen. Because this world is pretty soon going to draw to a close. I know you've heard about this, as Brother David said for many years, that Jesus is coming back. He is coming.
He is.
He is coming. And Brother Corbett, he's not coming back to be treated like he was the first time. It's not going to happen. You all pray just for a minute of time. I've had a good week. It's been a busy week. But it's still been a good week. Sometimes I think there's not enough hours in the day to get done what I want done. Brother Greg. And I know this, Brother Greg, that I'm the winner. You think people that you go and see and visit, that they're the winner. I consider myself more of a winner than they are. Brother Fred, being able to carry His Word. Someone said, come and say, would you go in and have prayer with my loved one? Prayer still means something. Roger, the old buddy we worked with, Arnold Dummett, for so many years, stopped me in the middle of the hall. He said, I know you. And I said, yeah, you know me. And his sister said, I want you to go up and have prayer with Mommy. Mommy's hurting. Folks, your life means something in this world, Brother Junior.
It's a life.
And you're supposed to be the light of this world.
Amen.
We're the only light that this whole world's got. And I know, Betty, there's some, the lights don't burn very bright. And mine don't, sometimes my gloom gets a little dark. Amen. Because of this here, it gets in the way. Amen. Brother Carl. But I know this, Brother Roger, that God, today, to His obedient children, He withhold nothing. Somebody said, does He withhold things from His children? By their own disobedience, they cannot receive these things. Amen. Brother Fred. Now that's the way I see it. Now brother, y'all may not see it that way. Not that they're not His children, Brother Darwin. But because of their disobedience, Brother Leroy, things are withheld from them. Somebody said, I didn't think God would withhold anything. It's not Him that's withholding it. It's your own unbelief that lets it happen, Brother Junior. I know today that we try to limit God's power. Is not limited by anything. Today, but I want you to know that God's power is limitless. There is no end to His power, brethren. But we limit His power by our faith, brother, being so weak. Brother Junior. But I know this, Brother Greg, that God has all power. Where at, Brother Junior? In heaven and in the earth, brethren. There is no limit to His power, brethren. But I know this, Brother Greg. By His power today, the Bible said you can ask for this mountain to be removed. And it shall be removed, brethren. And I want you to know, how did it happen, brother? By your faith in God. God had the power already, brother. There was no power taken from God, Brother Junior. But by your faith in Christ Jesus, hope that God will, just for a minute of time, bless me to preach for you all. And Brother Greg, I love to preach when God blesses me. And you know, Brother Greg, yesterday you said, well, how can I repay? And I said, just by being Greg, by being my brother. That's how you repay things to people, Brother Junior, by being their brother and by being their sister, Brother John. That's how you repay. Somebody said, how do you pay love? I'll tell you how to pay love. By returning the love. By giving it back, Brother Lon. If you give love to somebody and you've done your responsibility, Brother Fred, but if it's not returned from that one person, then they don't reap the benefits, Brother Junior. Somebody may not understand that. Brother Coy, but today, I want you to understand that Jesus, Brother Coy, is in charge. You all pray just for a minute of time that God will bless me to preach for you all. Somebody said, well, I better tell you, preach, Brother Junior, if I'm blessed to preach, I'll preach Jesus to the people today. Yesterday, belong. But I want you to understand, Brother Junior, he got upset with the disciples many times, but I want you to know, they were men just like us. They weren't, somebody said, they weren't like us, but they were. But I want you to know, you all pray just for a minute of time, Brother Junior, yesterday, you to know that God has all power, Brother Junior, in heaven and in the earth, and Brother Carl, and it won't be long until he returned, and Brother Coy, yesterday, brother, and today, why did Jesus come to this world? Did he have to come, brother? No, but I want you to know, I believe the Father and the Son were talking one day. Brother Coy, yes, and my people down there, they've tried the law, and they've done all these things, and they've been keepers of the law, Brother Junior. Yes, Brother Jim, yeah, but all the law can do, Brother Junior, is stay their sin from time to time. Father, they need a supreme sacrifice to go down there, and here's what he said. Oh, my Lord, I'll go down there and I'll die for them, and I'll hang on that old cross. Brother Coy, do you think they had it all figured out? Brother Dong, yes, Brother Corbin, how do you believe that they had it all figured out? Brother Lon, and did they have Mary already picked out? Brother Keith, they already had her figured out. And not only that, Brother Kenny, but they had a forerunner picked out for him. And today, oh, my Lord, yeah, they picked the woman. And she was well in years, Brother Junior, according to nature, and she couldn't have a child. And I want you to know, they've been praying, Brother Fred, and Zachariah's been praying for a son, Brother. Oh, Brother Corbin, I want you to know, and God this past, an angel down there. And I know you've heard a lot about Gabriel blowing his trumpet, and Brother Junior, but here's Gabriel right here. Here's Gabriel here. Zachariah's job, Brother Lon, was to go in and do what, Brother? To burn incense. And he went in there, Brother Corbett, and there was an angel in there. What was his name, Brother Junior? His name was Gabriel. And he come to him and he said, Zachariah, God's heard your prayer, and he's going to let your wife Elizabeth, she's going to conceive and have a child. watch him in the light. And I want you to know. And he told him his name, Brother Junior. And you know what? And Zacharias said no. And he didn't believe, did he, brother? And there's a man, Brother Keith, that God even spoke to. And he didn't believe. And somebody said, Zacharias believed, brother. And no, he didn't. And Brother Coy, he doubted, did he not? And you know what? And Brother Coy, I'm going to want you to know. And when he went out of there, Brother, he could not talk. Why couldn't he talk, brother? And because, Brother John, somebody said, I bet he seen something in there. Oh, he did, brother. But I want you to know, he heard something in there. Did he not? And Brother John, but I want you to know that God was in the arrangement right there, Brother Junior, and he told him, and he out there, and he couldn't speak, could he not? But Gabriel wasn't done yet, Brother Junior, was he not? Brother Greg, he still had another little a woman he was going to visit. What was her name, brother? Her name was Mary, was it not? But I want you to know, the very angel that visited, visited Zachariah, when visited Mary. And what did he tell her, brother? Brother Kay, it's Mary, ever highly favored among all women. And you know what he told her? He said, thou going to conceive and bring forth a son, and his name shall be what, brother? Today, Emmanuel. Which means God with us. Brother, somebody said, oh, you mean God with us, brother? The Bible says that God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and blood and dwelt among us. That was Emmanuel, brother, and that there. And he said, and Mary, I want you to know, your cousin Elizabeth, Brother Junior, I know I've preached this before, but it's on my mind. You know, he said, your cousin Elizabeth, I want you to know that she's already 6 months ahead of you. And I want you to know the one that's inside of her is a son too. And he shall be the forerunner of your son, Brother Junior. Yes, Brother Greg, I want you to know. Don't worry, people. God will provide. God will provide. What was he doing, Brother Junior? He providing a forerunner for Jesus. But he's providing a Savior. Not only for what, brother? To the Jews, brother, today. But I want you to know, we're not only heirs of God, but we're joint heirs with who? Jesus Christ. Brother John, and does the joint heir get as much as the heir, brother? Yes, he does. You know what? When Mom died, Brother Junior, there wasn't a man, one of us kids that was slighted, brother. Every one of them got the same, Brother Junior. And you know what? Brother Greg, I want you to know that the man in Africa will get the same as me. Brother Sister Kim, the man in North Carolina, we'll get the same as me. Oh, Brother Fred, and the man in England, we'll get the same as me. You know what, Brother Junior? Oh, Lord, I love to preach when God is blessing me. But you know what, Brother Lon? Sometimes I like to preach like I do in my dreams. I like to preach like I do in my dreams. But you know, one day, Brother Junior, I won't have to preach no more. But when I get up there, I'll be able to shout, Brother Junior. Somebody said, will they be shouting in heaven? Brethren, today, I want you to know, I'm reading here, oh, there were broke silence for one, over the space of one, for a half hour. When was that, Brother Junior? It was either day or night, Brother Junior. But you know what, Brother Coy? When I get up in the morning, Brother Fred, it'll be all right then. So therefore, today, I'm glad you're here, not to just be seen. I said, why do you go out to see, Brother Junior? Just a reed shaking in the wind. I want you to know that I went out to see Jesus. Where do you see him at? I saw him in that little boy that hugged you this morning, that called you Papa. He's in you. Stacy, he's right in your children today. You can't get him out of them. But I want you to know, Brother Coy, there'll be a time come. Somebody said Jesus will leave them. No, Brother, he'll not leave them. His voice will always be there. Brother Gray, I'm not worried that the voice won't come to them. But here's the thing about it. Brother Junior, what will they do with that voice? Today, will they be like me, Brother Roger? Will they say, when Mama would come out and holler at me and say, Terry, supper time, and I'd still be playing in the yard. You know, there wasn't a blade of grass in our yard, Brother Junior. And sometimes us boys, we'd draw a big old circle around, and we'd have some marbles that we'd shoot, Brother Junior. You remember that, Brother Junior? And the girls, sometimes, when they play hopscotch or whatever you call it around, but there wasn't a blade of grass growed in our yard. Because we kept it played down, Brother, when we got a chance. It seemed like I was always jealous of the girl. I had to do more work than they did, Brother Junior. But that's all right anyway. You know what? But I want you to know, there was love in our little home. There was love there. But we'd draw that circle, Brother Junior, and we'd sit and play for hours. And every now and then, Brother Junior, we'd get a steely ball. And you know what? And the boys would say, them's not legal, Brother. You know what? Because of that steely ball, you could break them little grass marble, Brother Junior. But I want you to know, and that steely ball was smooth and round, Brother, and it was almost perfect, Brother Junior. And I want you to know, I know of a perfect man, but it's not the one you're looking at here, Brother Junior. But that old ball, I want you to know, that smooth man. But you be the smooth man, Brother Junior, and a hairy man, don't you, Brother Junior? But I want you to know, that man can break up the stony heart in you, Brother Junior. He can make you a new man, Brother Junior. Today, I want you to know that the two brothers, one time, they thought they'd fool their dad, didn't they, not Brother Junior? But one was a hairy man, and one was a smooth man, Brother Junior. But they couldn't disguise their voice, could they, Brother Junior? Today, I want you to know that the father knows his children's voice, Brother Junior. And you know what? Today, and you know, in the morning, sometimes I sit with an old man. They can't see Raymond Warman. He can't see very good, Brother Junior. But he'll hear their voice, and he'll say, I know that's them. So, the Lord's done with me today, and I'm going to quit. May God bless you. Take care of you.